So I'm becoming increasingly convinced that the key to fixing what ails us is not by tearing down the system, but by building up. And in this episode of The Leadersmith, I'm going to explain just what I mean by that.
In a world of incompetent bosses, micromanagers, and petty tyrants, one management professor claims that he can help you become the kind of leader that you would want to follow. You are listening to The Leadersmith. Now, here is your host, Darren Gurdis.
So I just watched a fascinating, fascinating documentary called Undivided, UNDIVIDED. It's on YouTube. You can watch it. There's no cost to it. So the documentary shows what happened at Roosevelt High School in Portland, Oregon. Now, Roosevelt High School used to be a pretty prestigious high school. Over time, it degraded. There was family breakdown. There was crime and poverty. In the 80s, gangs flooded in, lack of dads in the home, those kind of things. So it just became almost the poster child of a bad place to be, right? So here we always talk about leadership, and I want to highlight the leadership that happened here when Kip Jacobs, the senior pastor of South Lake Church, and his church got involved, and they just kind of adopted the place. And it begins with this day of service. 1,500 people from the church show up to paint, to clean, to scrub, to wipe the windows that had never been cleaned or haven't been cleaned for years. And it was all an effort of the church just to show love to the community, just to care. It was connected with Luis Palau as an evangelist. He's coming to the area to share the gospel, but it wasn't like, hey, we'll scrub your windows if you listen to our pitch about the gospel. It wasn't that. It was just them coming to show love. Janitors are crying because it's like, I mean, they couldn't have gotten this done in years. Everything that was done in a day. And it was just an outpouring of love. And it was just a one-time thing at first, but then they realized, hey, look, there's something here, and they became committed to the school. They became committed, and they tried to reach out however they could, and they didn't know exactly what they were doing at first. The principal offered one of the outreach coordinators, her name was Christine Summer of South Lake Church, offered them an office at the school, saying, like, if you're going to try to reach our community, you need to have an office here. And so they gave them an office. And then, so, you know, Christy, her whole approach was to just, you know, find out where are the gaps, where are the holes in support. And so they begin with a clothes closet. And there's this touching story there. They're showing, you know, kids getting these clothes. And, you know, one of the kids said, you know, they looked at a tag. Somebody left a tag on a jacket. It was brand new, and it was worth $270. And the kid said, I can't believe it. Someone thinks I'm worth $270. Now, let me just stop on that, because this is really important. Yes, there's poverty. Yes, there's crime, family breakdown, all kinds of wrong and societal ills within the neighborhood. But the greatest thing is this feeling of less than, not, you know, for the first time feeling that you're worth $270. Wow. Okay, so they start to provide things like a clothes closet, food, basic necessities that have not been, you know, being met before. Eventually, they started going from a food closet and providing these necessities to going to various departments within a school. Let's look at the math department. What do you need? I mean, what music department? What do you need? And so they start to develop more and more. Now, historically, you would see things like where a church might try to minister by coming in and doing a vacation Bible school or some kind of one-time event, but they decided to stay. And this is where leadership takes place, because leadership is by nature a relationship. The suffix SHIP means relationship. So leader and follower are in relationship, right? Same stuff here. A friendship is a relationship. Citizenship is a relationship with the state, right? So they realize there's a relationship, and it had to be built over time. So a year later, there's another day of service. They've been running the clothes closet, running the food pantry, and all kinds of other things along this line. And it starts to develop even more. So a former football player, his name is Neil Lomax. If you remember the 1980s, you might remember him. He played for the Cardinals. He says this, quote, "I just kind of felt an urge, just an urge that I needed to help. And I need to do something. I don't really know what that means, but I knew for sure in my heart that my gift is football." And so he did, and that's brilliant. That's a great quote because it's brilliant. Do what you can with what you have, with what you know, with who you are, right? I'm not really suited to go do a VBS missions trip, right? But to go teach something that is within my bailiwick, sure, I can go do that. Use your gifts. Okay, I'm digressing. So Neil offers to be a assistant football coach, and he thought that he would just come and he's going to make things happen and shake things up. Now, he's from the 80s. They hardly take him seriously at first because, like, well, we don't know this guy. I mean, they could only find one YouTube video about him, and that was like the index for how, you know, important he was. And it was a lot harder than he thought. And he realized that he came in trying and sincerely trying to do right, but he came in thinking he's just going to make it happen. No, he had to get to know people. He had to understand the students and be able to interact with them and be, you know, have develop that relationship. And he realized along the way that it wasn't just teaching football. The students have these exceptional hurdles to get over. Like, you know, one of them was a father who's always late to practice because he's trying to get his one-year-old to wherever she needs to go from, you know, one child care to another. And so when he's realizing that these hurdles are outside, he starts thinking, okay, so you need a car seat because you have to transfer a car seat from one to another okay, so let's get you a car seat or a crib. So a new ministry starts there, not just with him being a football coach, but with the car seats and cribs and what other material needs are being met. And Lomax, again, he says this, "It turned out to be more stuff off the field than on the field." And that's very true. If there are impediments to what's going on in my classroom, it's not what I'm teaching in my class, it's that other things are going on in my students' world. And if I recognize that, I can minister to them. Okay, I'm digressing again. So they needed to get to a point when they were loving and serving and caring. And this is what this church was doing. They just came to love and serve and care, not to just come and preach and not to judge and not to ignore. They came to just love and serve and care. And that's what got things going. They tell other stories. For example, a lady named Christine Dixon, she just loves to cook. And she reads about this in the paper, about what's going on at the school. And, you know, about a kid on the football team who, you know, he's about ready to pass out because he hasn't eaten in 2 days. It turns out it's hard to do anything if you haven't eaten in 2 days. And so she just felt impressed that she was going to go serve. And so she goes down there, and every Wednesday she starts serving dinner, and it grows and grows. It's not just the football team now that she's serving dinner to. It's going to their friends, their relatives, neighbors are showing up. And every Wednesday it became a thing, and it expanded to other days of the week as well. The girls' basketball team was just a terrible team, pummeled regularly. The squad is demoralized. They're down to 10 girls. Nobody really is showing up. The stands are empty. A newspaper columnist recognizes this. He writes about it. He says, you know, "I will at least be there for their last game, so they it won't be empty." And the stands were filled. The stands were filled because people read about it, they recognize the need, they care, and people do care all over. They do care, but they don't know necessarily how to connect. Okay, and he said this, quote, "They lost, but for once, they were in the spotlight. For once, they were the show. For once, they had 1,600 people cheering everything they did." And so how important is that human, that social dynamic, to know that people care and are coming to support you? Okay, so another one, for example, volunteers from the church come to support the girls who are in the contest for the Miss Rose Princess. Remember, this is Theodore Roosevelt High School, so Miss Rose Princess is like the pageant, the queen of the homecoming, whatever. And so Lori Fowler and Sherry Bullock, they come down to work once a week and to mentor these girls. And what they found was the girls just lack self-confidence. It's the same story, whether it's football or here or in the music department or wherever, they lack confidence. And they describe that, you know, they thought they were just going to come down once a week, and it turned out they just formed these relationships. You hear this again, relationship, 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 relationship. And so Sherry described the bonds that they formed as it was like gaining daughters. It was just really touching. Okay, roll the clock forward. The next football season, Roosevelt Rough Riders improve dramatically, and they start to experience what it's like to win. And when you experience what it's like to win, it's such a different social dynamic than when you just keep losing and losing. They snapped a 21-game losing streak, and they're starting to feel some energy and some momentum and the care and the support, and it's all starting to build. Nike comes into the picture. So Nike decides to give the team new uniforms. They build a new stadium because, quote, they wanted to be part of what was going on. So now they have a real field, real uniform, school spirit. The mayor's attending the games. They're seeing what the future can be. The stands are filled. And so it's a sense of optimism, but it's not just for the football team. It's for what the school can do. It's for what, not just for what the school can do, it's for the community. And so it's building and building and building. But it's not because there was a one-time event or because we gave money or whatever. No, there was a relationship built over time. Christine Summer summed it up saying, quote, there is no point in being here if we are not going to be here for the long run, because change does not happen overnight. And so that's the point. If you want to fix what ails us in society, don't tear down. Anybody can be a critic. Anyone can tear down. You're an idiot. Stop doing that. Build up. You can build up. You don't have to go along with it, the destruction that's going on in society. Build up, care, reach out from the place where you can reach out from. And remember, when you are reaching out, you're not reaching out as I'm better than you and I'm reaching down to you. No, no, no. You're reaching and trying to learn how you can understand and what obstacles you can help them overcome, because ultimately they're going to have to do it. And you're perhaps there for support, but they're going to have to rise up. Teddy Roosevelt said this, and ironically, this was Roosevelt High School. He said this, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. So let me recap this episode. Here's what happened. The church reaches out just to serve. They're not reaching out. I'm sure people came to the church along the way or heard the message of the gospel, all good things, but they reached out to serve. They reached out because they cared. Then, number two, volunteers realized that there are greater problems than they thought. They actually learned in the process. It wasn't what they had assumed it was. It was greater than what they thought it was. The volunteers realized that they were learning that it's all about relationship and relationship and relationship and relationship. And I'm going to keep beating that drum because it's so important. And then students began to grow. And as they grow, they start to feel a sense of pride and ownership that they hadn't felt before. That's because they begin to see themselves differently. And the ripple effect of that growth and that ownership is going to ripple across the department, whether it's football or basketball or the Miss Rose contest or the math department or whatever else. And that ripple effect then reaches into the entire school and then ultimately into the community. And even to the point where the business community wants to get involved, because the business community is seeing this virtuous cycle and they want to be part of it. Okay, so I'm going to recap with this last little thing about leadership, and that is three important concepts about leadership that I want you to grasp. One, there was not one great leader. Okay, it wasn't all about, I mentioned the pastor of the church just in the beginning, but it wasn't like he did it or it was just because of him. It was completely decentralized. There were people that just felt, in their heart, I want to help, and they went and helped in whatever sphere they could help in. Sometimes we think about, you know, we want to save the world. No, save the one person that you can save first. Let's deal with them. Deal with the people where you can reach. What is your sphere of influence? Two, leadership is always about relationship. And I keep saying this, it's about relationship, relationship, relationship. You cannot lead until you have a relationship. And then three, finally, change happens when people experience themselves differently. So there's this quote that's misattributed to Gandhi where he says, be the change that you want to see in the world. It's not exactly what he said, but it's kind of the gist of it. But let's say that it was, be the change that you want to see in the world. And I would say this, be the leader that you would want to follow. Hey, thanks for listening. If you like this episode, please consider subscribing and tell your friends about this episode or this podcast. And I really hope that you can grow and become that leader that you would want to follow.